Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to T Desktop's teleconference for discussing the stats for the first quarter of 2022. The audio and the slides of this teleconference are being transmitted simultaneously online, ridesktop.com.br, and on the platform. The presentation. We inform that all the participants are also participating online. We will then, after the teleconference, go to questions and answers where we will have more information. In case any of you need assistance during the conference, please request the help of an operator by typing asterisk. We would like to say that prediction that future events that pre predictions about the future events are based on context, and we cannot ensure that things go as predicted. The company does not commit to making precise predictions. Today, we have with ourselves Mr. Daniel, the VP of the company, Bruno Leão, Financial Director, M&A and Investor Relations, and Mr. Hermindo Neto, the Director of Revenue. I would like to pass the word to CEO Daniel, who will begin our presentation. Please, Mr. Daniel, please go ahead. Good morning. Welcome to the teleconference of results of the first quarter of 2022 for Desktop. I have with me our Director of Revenue, Hermindo, and our Financial Director of M&A, Bruno Leão. I will begin the presentation by mentioning the main results from the first quarter, and then I will pass the word to our directors so they can detail the results and perspectives for their departments. In this quarter, we have maintained our aggressive strategy of expansion, focused on the maintenance of operational security and generating results. We are working to accelerate our growth levels by capturing better port occupation, as well as evolving our efficient model for selecting areas for expansion, a model which has been applied to organic growth as well as inorganic. We continue to be focused on capturing market share in the areas that we have been reaching, which we have been very successful at in terms of organic growth as well as acquisitions, always with the goal of assuring high return rates on our investments. On the fourth slide, you'll see the main highlights of the first quarter of 2022. Before going into the numbers, I would like to highlight that in this quarter, we had extremely positive results in terms of operational indicators as well as financial indicators. From the point of view of organic growth, we have increased our fiber network to 42,000 kilometers, which is growth of 462% in 1 year alone. With this strong network expansion, we have been able to cover 3.1 million households, which represents an increase of 124% in the last year. We have also sped up the speed of our net adds, delivering in this first quarter a total of 49,000 new subscribers. From the point of view of inorganic growth, in January, we concluded the acquisition of Infolog with 16,000 accesses, which has strengthened our position in the south of São Paulo. Combining organic growth and inorganic growth, we have been able to reach the end of this quarter with 667,000 new homes connected, homes passed, which is impressive growth in the last months. We have been steadfast to our strategy of growing efficiently and moving into adjacent areas. In terms of our financial indicators, we have delivered strong growth in gross revenue, growing 165% last year, and EBITDA grew 127% in the last period. We will go into these numbers in the next over throughout the presentation. Slide 5 shows you the evolution of our growth in percentage when compared with our access base. So growth related to the main telecom indicators, the main big telcos in the country. As you can see, desktop has once again been highlighted in this quarter as the company that most grew in proportion to its base. We can attribute these results to two main factors. The first is our focus on the client. We have been increasing our growth. This is in the DNA of our company. We aim to provide quality services, and we think that that's what makes us stand out in terms of the competition. Like I like to highlight, our goal is not to be a big telco, but to be a great ISP. Growing strongly, but staying close to our clients, maintaining the quality of our services and the agility in the way we make decisions. The second factor is our model for choosing projects. The maximization of returns on the invested capital is the main direction in decision-making for growth, be it organic or through acquisitions. I believe that joining these two factors will leverage our value generation, which can be corroborated by our gains in the market and of market share, as we'll see in the next slide. Slide 6 highlights the consistency of the gain of desktop's market share. The graph to the left, you'll see our capture in cities we've been in for more than 12 months, with an increase of 5 percentage points. On the right, you'll see the evolution of our total company market share, including the cities we have just launched in. The last 12 months, we had growth of 4 percentage points, capturing market in big telcos as well as other ISPs. Desktop is today the company that most takes market share, even in departments where we're already leaders and when competing with other fiber operations. We have been consistently growing in all of our competitive scenarios. With that, I will pass the word to our revenue director, Ermingo, so he can go over some of our organic growth. Thanks, Daniel, and good morning to all. During our first quarter of 2022, we continue with our commitment of allocating capital through the perspective of what gives returns. The next few slides, you will discuss some of the results in our avenues of growth. Slide 8 shows you the current desktop footprint. We are today the biggest ISP in the state of São Paulo, given a articulated strategy of organic and inorganic growth. In the last 12 months, we have increased the capillarity of our fiber network in 5 times, and we have been able to 2 million homes passed. In the first quarter of 2022, we added 200,000 HPs, mainly organically. We are also taking advantage of the opportunities that were created by the acquisition of assets. We have added 3 new cities this quarter, reaching 125 cities of our operation as a common denominator plus 3. Our new launches have become more efficient by taking advantage of the synergies thanks to M&A. We are building the bridges for sustainable growth over the next few months. 50% of all of desktop's organic structure is less than 12 months old. So there is still relevant room for bringing in new clients revenue based on the capex that has already been invested. Today, we have a machine for expansion, which is robust, tried and proven, and focused on new projects with similar characteristics as those which have been most successful in our portfolio. On slide 9, I will go to desktop main commercial results. At the end of March, reached 167,000 new subscribers, 14% growth. And this quarter, with net adds reached 56,000. 40,000 of these net adds came organically by moving in an increase of 61% when compared quarter by quarter with the last quarter of 2021, and 20% on sequence. These results make desktop the ISP the biggest percentage growth in the first quarter of 2022. When assessed, when the 10 main changes are considered, and it consolidates our hegemony in our area of operation. In the group of the 125 cities where we operate today, desktop leads the gain in market share with an advance of 4.3 percentage points and a difference of almost 15 percentage points of share on when compared to the best ISP. Now, Bruno Leon will comment M&A and financial results. Good morning. On slide 10, you'll see our latest operations. You can see the areas we're working in today. The strategies for growth are still the most adequate. So this allows us to gain opportunities, synergy, and growth. The first day of the last quarter, we acquired Infolog in São Paulo, bringing in 16,000 new desktop clients. Go. Slide 11, you'll see some color on how we have captured the synergy of the acquisitions. A consistent point is the presence of infrastructure, cutting-edge infrastructure, and the best tech in the market. We also notice that there's not a robust competitor, which also demonstrates our upper hand. On this slide, between the period in which a contract is signed and the operation is concluded, our dedicated integration team applies small adjustments while we map out the main ways to leverage our synergy. So, when we conclude an acquisition and control the operation, desktop has been able to reach a new sales opportunity immediately by aligning the commercial model with our acquisition. This all becomes clear when we assess the amount of sales here to the left corner of the slide. Both companies already presented a very mature structure. Despite this, we have still been able to increase the amount of monthly sales in 31 and 40% respectively, strengthening our commitment to generating value at the mid and long term. Now, when we look at our financial highlights, gross revenue has reached 130 million, realized a growth of 65% when compared with the same quarter of 2021, and 29% higher than the fourth quarter of 2021. This growth is mainly thanks to the growth of net adds due to the penetration rates of existing networks, and geographic expansion, as well as M&A. Adjusted EBITDA reached 69 million reais in the first quarter of 2022, a growth of 127% when compared to the first quarter of 2021, which shows our increase in revenue. Our EBITDA margin was 34%, an increase of 4 percentage points in the annual comparison, and 2 percentage points when compared to the 2021. We'll wait to assess EBITDA rates after the maturity of the new, after the new cities mature. Adjusted net revenue was 14 million reais the first quarter of 2021, 118% increase when compared to the first quarter of 2021. On slide 3, you'll see our pro forma results offering more clarity in terms of our recurrent revenue. For this exercise, we multiply the gross revenue and EBITDA in the first quarter of 2021. On the graph to the left, you'll see that the pro forma assessed is 69% higher than the gross revenue of 2021 and 40% higher than that of the first quarter of 2021. So reaching 180 million reais in the last 3 months. On the graph to the right, you'll see an increase of 88% in pro forma EBITDA when compared to 2021 and 42% higher than what was assessed, reaching 265 million reais. So given that we believe that these numbers represent closer reality of what the company is currently undergoing. On slide 14, you'll see our debt status, which consists of 29% of installments to pay for M&A. Company closed first quarter of 2022 with 500 million reais in its account and our assessed EBITDA. During the period, we also issued our first bank notes, 250 million reais. With that, we closed the first quarter of 2022 with a leverage of 2.6. We measured that down at EBITDA pro forma assessed. This obviously ensures our opportunity for growth. Now I pass the word back to Daniel. Thank you, Bruno and Armindo. I would like to close by thanking you once again, thanking our clients and investors and partners, shareholders and collaborators for these great roles in 2022. Ourselves for accelerated that we are now going and we will grow sustainably in the next years. Always maintaining the quality and closeness to our clients, which has always been desktop's differential. Thank you, and we can now open the questions and answers. Thank you. We will open questions and answers now. If you have a question, please type *1. We can also receive questions on our webcast platform. Information and the link for making questions is available on the investor relations website of the company. Our first question comes from our webcast platform, and it comes from Carlos Herrera. Hello. I have two questions. First, with the recent increase in market share, have you seen any pressure on the prices of your competitors to try to put up a fight? Also, are there gains in synergy that were conquered with the last acquisition? Thanks for the question, Carlos. Daniel answering. In terms of changes in prices, we haven't seen competition put up a fight in the sense. They haven't decreased prices, and we've actually been able to reposition our portfolio. In the first quarter of 2022, we actually offered a new portfolio with a 10% increase on the prices compared to last year. So we were able to apply this, and we've also been able to sell this new portfolio to clients who are already at the base, reflecting on an increase in ticket for the next quarters. In terms of synergy, we still have a lot of synergy capture. We have been capturing month by month synergies in terms of people, admin, and the operations that we have already acquired. But we also have important gains, which will, in terms of connectivity with the important operations of Seligi, where we are also completing the interconnection of our backbone over the next few months. Okay. The next question, also from the webcast platform, from Leonardo Filho. Good morning. We have seen an increase in churn because of the macro scenario, which has become more challenging. How are these indicators for desktop, and what have been done to improve this scenario? Well, hi, Leonardo. Armindo, thanks. Here, great question. Well, in terms of our perspective on this, so comparing this quarter with the last quarter of 2021, we have gone a increase in churn. Churn has been at 2.3, 3.4. similar to what we had already reported in the last quarter. So we haven't seen a big increase in churn. We also always share with our clients the vision of churn in terms of our mature clients. So we think that's a relevant indicator for predictions, and the company will now start stabilizing and visualizing its scenario post-acceleration. In terms of churn, we're doing 1.9 of churn. And despite this stability of the churn standards of the first quarter, we have still been able to make some gains and improve our indicators, mainly regarding the improvement of our clients' payment journey and also some initiatives in the use, which also will probably see some gains in the next few quarters. Our next question comes from the audio channel from Lucas Chaves from UBS. Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking this question. I have two quick questions here. What region of São Paulo have you seen most growth in? Where have you seen where have you had most challenging time? And also, are there any regions in the area in the city of São Paulo that are raising concern? Second question is about thinking cash and CapEx, working capital. What do you see in terms of acquisition opportunities for 2022? How do you see the years? It's more from the strategic perspective. Thank you. Lucas, good morning. Thank you for the question. I'll start by answering the first part of the question, and then I will pass the floor to Bruno so he can complement CapEx. We have strongly grown in the bigger cities of the state of São Paulo, strategy that we've adopted since the end of 2019 and 2021. We were very successful with this strategy. I can give you an example of this. Cities of above 400 inhabitants like Piracicaba, Jundiaí. More recently, we also joined Sorocaba in the end of last year, 10,000 new clients. We've done very well in areas where Vivo and NetClaro were already in the lead. In these areas, we join with a very aggressive sales plan, mature products, and special treatment, which big operators can't offer their clients in this region. And we're then able to gain share very expressively, and which we've also been planning for when we join São José do Rio Preto this year. And we are also capturing expressive amount of clients, and for our next few quarters, we also have in our pipeline to join other cities with the same profile. With that, I will pass the word to Bruno so he can talk a little bit about CapEx. Thanks. Hi, Lucas. In terms of our CapEx plan, it's important to highlight that we captured 600 million in IPO. We took on two debts, one in the beginning and end of the year, 600 million. So we're very comfortable here with our working capital. So we're ready for expressive and organic growth in terms of M&A. In terms of the cost, by CapEx for HP and HC, we still haven't heard of any relevant changes here. We only saw one positive change of CapEx by HC given the dollar exchange rate. Thanks, guys. Next question comes from our webcast platform from Rafael Hughes, personal investor. So, good morning. How have you seen the scenario of inadimplency and churn for 2022. Thank you. Thank you, Rafael. In terms of churn, I think Hermindo has answered this here, and we haven't seen any change in the margin. In terms of inadimplency, we've seen that there has been actually a increase in the first third quarter of 2021. That's where we saw the pandemic take effect. In terms of sales, we are still beating sales records month by month, and we haven't seen any movement of ISPs in terms of trade up. And despite having a lot of neighborhood ISPs with prices, so I think there's a marginal improvement, a decrease in terms of that, but we are seeing a stabilization, and there's also expectation that we'll see a drop in this. If we look at the PDD for the fourth quarter of 2022, things have actually decreased. Next question. Hi. Good morning. What would be the maximum leverage level that you have in mind? Please, thank you. Thanks for that question, Bruno. In terms of leverage, given the revenue profile of the company and given the exponential growth, we look at net debt on EBITDA pro forma, and the level we think that is reasonable reaching 3 to 3.5 times. Hello. We seem to have a drop in audio. The next question from the webcast platform comes from Carlos Siqueira, BTG Pactual. Good morning. If we look at the coverage map for desktop, it's clear to us that there's still a lot of room for expanding into the west of the state. What strategy is there available for expanding into this region? Thanks. Cadu, thanks for that question. Cadu Desktop has a plan to expand throughout the state of São Paulo, but we are concentrated in areas of higher demographic density. The region more to the west of the city of São Paulo, we have coverage through the LPNet network, and there are a few other cities in our execution pipeline for 2022. The focus this year continues to be first, second, third quarter, continues to be growth into other areas of higher density, which we'll probably be announcing over the next few months. Some of the areas where we'll be delivering a new network in the next few months. Thanks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please wait. Our next question, also on our webcast platform, comes from Enzo Bikini. From Navi. Good morning. Thanks for the results. Congratulations. Two questions. First, estimate. If you make an estimate, we can see that ARPO also had growth quarter by quarter. If we talk a little bit about prices, how much of the base have you already tried to implement the increase of prices? How many have you been able to successfully increase prices? And how much base can you increase prices for till the end of next year? Second question, what are the perspectives for organic growth for the rest of the year? And how do you see the net ad base? Hi, Enzo. Edmundo here. Thanks for that question. So answering your first question in terms of how we've increased prices, we have been able to reassess contracts so we can increase prices. And we are able to, we're not able to necessarily follow the entire base, but basically, so we already have about 60,000 clients that have reduced prices, and we have been always trying to follow the inflation rates when we adjust prices, so we can adjust clients in case they are, in case the speed and the adjustments of repositioning those products are out of balance. In terms of this, we, and price perception, we also adjust this according. We're also animated and excited in terms of the perspectives, because as was mentioned, for new ads and for new clients, we make changes in the first quarter. In terms of this, and also this is positive because by having done this, we did not de-accelerate our capture rate. Our capture rate continues accelerated, even though we have reduced the average discount rate in terms of new ads. So we will probably have an important impact in terms of the company's ARPO in terms of these changes. About your second question about the pace for net ads, we usually do not make give guidance on this, but we're very confident that this historical record, which we reached of 40,000 net ads in the first quarter, will be outdone in the next quarters by bringing in new areas and cities that we'll be bringing in organically. The maturity or our take-up rate in the acquired companies or when we start, we have also seen some opportunities for having more commercial efficiency, these acquisitions, and finally the rationing of our sales power. We have been moving through digital quite a lot. There's still a lot to be done. So we're very excited about this growth and hopeful so that we can keep these net, not only keep the net ads, but grow over the next quarters. The next question comes from Carlos Siqueira de Peja Pactual. The more capital markets more restricted and the leverage at 2.6. Do you expect to do less M&A over the next few quarters? Please and thank you. Thanks for the question. Well, given the challenge of the macro scenario, we are definitely being more selective of our M&A. In terms of the price discipline, and our requirements in terms of the quality of the network and operation. So given our pipeline, which has been very heated, so we're on one of the last stages now, due diligence and more than 400,000 accesses, we think that it will still be possible to deliver strong growth for M&A in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, please await the next question. The next question comes from Guilherme Rodriguez from Lumi Research. Good morning. Congratulations. I would like to know how you see the company's optimum leverage rate and if this could end up halting the company's M&A plan. The plan of joining Mina Jedi this year, is that still on the table? Thanks for that question. In terms of your first question regarding leverage, as I already mentioned, I've already mentioned that, and in terms of the plans for other states, mainly Mina Jedi, we maintain our strategy, which is to focus on new ads, and it's natural that with the recent acquisitions of HyperNet and NetChibahip, we have come closer to other states, and as we've been saying and studying all the opportunities, mainly speaking to other in terms of LP, we are close to Paraná and then close to the south of Minas. So we are looking only not only at avenues and inorganic opportunities for growth as well as organic opportunities. The next question comes from Gustavo from Compass. Congrats on the results. Why has the CapEx been per home pass and connected? Thanks for the question, Gustavo. We haven't seen significant changes in our CapEx per HP, so our CapEx per HP is still between 110 and 120 reais by HC, so it's still between 550 and 600 reais. If there are no further questions, then I will pass the word to Mr. Antonio for his final words. Thanks for coming this far with us. Thanks for your questions. I hope we've answered your questions and had clear and transparent communication. I would like to strengthen our commitment to growth. We are going to deliver more growth this year, as I've said in the last quarters. We prepared from 2020 to 2021. We prepared a platform for solid and robust growth. So we can keep our strategy of proximity with the clients, agility in services, which is differential. That has desktop has always had in terms of competition. Thank you for coming this far with us, for participating in this results call. We hope to see you again next quarter. Thanks. See you soon. The teleconference with desktop results is closed. We'd like to thank everyone for participating and have a great day.